Welcome to Feminine Founder. I'm Caroline Pennington, your host. I'm a former executive search recruiter turned online entrepreneur. I created the Feminine Founder podcast for women who are navigating their professional life, starting their entrepreneurial journey, or growing and scaling epic companies. So if any of these resonate with you, you are in the right place, friend. Hey, friend. Thank you so much for being here. I wanted to come on here and do a short Thursday episode for you. I hope that you're having a great week, and I wanted to bring up a topic that keeps coming up in my conversations in hopes that it'll help you out as well. So I was in the hair salon earlier this week, and a good friend of mine asked me, do you experience imposter syndrome? And the answer to that is, heck yes, I do, like every single day. And I think a lot of times from the outside, we get caught up in the highlight reel or what the Instagram or the Facebook, the TikTok, the LinkedIn looks like, whatever, fill in the blank. And we just see these highlight reels of people. And so we just think and expect and assume that everything is easy for them and that they never deal with imposter syndrome. I'm a huge reader. I love to listen to podcasts and learn. And I love meeting new people through this journey. I've met so many amazing podcast hosts and founders. And the reality is that we all get it every single day, and it's just how we deal with it. And so some things I would suggest or how I deal with it is when that little voice pops up in my head that says, you don't know what you're doing, or you don't know how to do that, or you've never done that before. I acknowledge her, she exists, but then I also check her and put her in the back seat. So what that looks like for me is, in a way that I silence her, is I start taking action. Even if it's small action, I just take the first step. So what does that action look like? It could be something small, medium, or big. It could be as small as, you know, posting the Instagram story or sending the direct message or sending that email that you need to send. It could be something bigger, like creating marketing material for your next campaign, or actually asking someone who you've been wanting to ask to do something with you, whether it's a collaboration or to be a guest on your podcast or to do business with you, and you just had to work up the courage to actually send that message. One thing I would suggest too is that if you're going to ask someone for business or to meet with you, or you would like something for them, to make sure that the message is purposeful. I can't tell you how many times in my DMs I get people just want to pick my brain or want to take time to talk about things. And I'm happy. I love talking and meeting people and sharing information. I'm here for all the things. But the message goes a lot longer and a lot further when there's intention behind it. So, hey, I just listened to a recent podcast. I liked XYZ. I would love to learn more about how you started this community. Okay, great. Like 9 times out of 10, if I'm available, I'm going to meet with that person. Or if someone has tried chilled vino, or if someone would like my advice as my former life as a recruiter. So take the action, send the email, send the DM. Some bigger things might look like, you know, filing your LLC, you know, actually starting that bank account for that business that you've always been wanting to start, purchasing your domain, figuring out how to get your email set up for your new business that you're going to start. Once you do those things and take action, small or large, that voice starts to get a lot quieter because you are actually doing what you need to be doing to take steps forward to achieve your goals. And if your goals do not make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, they're not big enough. So start thinking bigger. So that's my encouragement to you, is silence the imposter syndrome and go for it and start taking action. Cheers, friends.